that's what you got today?
Yeah, I got just got a couple reps in there, you know, early in the week. Yeah.
When you say that, I mean, is it 5? Is it 10?
You lose count. Kind of plays that, you know, he's had a lot of reps in already, and he's already got a good feel for. So, he won't miss much by not taking that rep.
So playing him the second time this year helps. You know, he can take less.
I guess you could say that.
In terms of your other responsibilities on the scout team, which quarterback are you trying to be this week?
That's the first thing I asked him, and I think, you know, Colt and Griffin, they have similar games. So if either one of them play, which, they were the two that played last week, I think the looks that we've been given will mirror both of them.
Years ago, you would say that RG3 and McCoy play the position the same way, but I guess he just isn't running as much now, right?
Right, yeah. I'm not totally, saying their games are the same, but Colt still can run the ball. You know, they both can throw the ball great, and Colt is a threat to run as well. He's got some movement skills.
Somebody asked Tom about with this season the way it's going. I mean, wouldn't it benefit Ryan just to start a game? I mean, do you ever expect something like that, or is it it's Eli's team and he continues to play?
Not really, honest with you, I haven't thought about it. It's coach's decision, and whatever coach says goes. So I just follow the program.
Ryan, how much better prepared are you now than when you first got here, that if you should be called upon to play, that you would feel good about it?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, the time in the system has helped. Being able to see the games live and stuff from the players in the system definitely has helped. Preparing to be able to play.
In what way in particular do you think?
Getting a better idea of what our guys are good at, what players are good at what, and what plays we do best. Not necessarily what plays are best against the defense, but kind of what we do best and how we should execute it.
And clearly the way you played in training camp in the preseason has to be a confidence booster as well, because you did well.
Right, yeah. I mean, that was a long time ago. Haven't been playing it, obviously I haven't played games since then. So I had to make sure I do my mental reps and, all that stuff to make sure I'm sharp just in case if I do have to get in.
I don't think any athlete ever takes for granted anyone's health. But since you've been here, Eli is, I mean, him being on the injury report is a big story. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I mean, and he's never on it. I mean, do you almost take for granted the fact that he's going to be practice, he's going to be in the games, he's going to finish the games, all that stuff?
No, I mean, Eli's a tough cat. He's been like that his whole career. And he does a good job taking care of his body and stuff like that. So, I know it's, there's no doubt that he'll be ready to go. He's going to try to, whether he's full strength or whatever, his mental preparation, the game is going to be full strength. So, when you prepare like he does, if you're a little bit, behind the eight ball physically, you'll be able to compensate.